A loving husband and wife who have shared life together for many years love each other much more now than when they were first married. For there is something about true love that has in it a tremendous capacity to expand as it matures. In like manner, spiritual joy has great capacity to grow. It is like a garden, however. It grows only as it is cultivated. Now, here are some suggestions as to how you can make your joy increase more and more. The Bible declares, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Of all the people in the world, therefore, the Christian should be the most joyful. For his joy is derived from the Lord, expressed before the Lord, and is a testimony for the Lord. The Bible is filled with explanations of and exhortations to rejoicing in the Lord. Consider the admonition, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice." Or again, "If ye loved me," Jesus said, "ye would rejoice." And yet again, an Old Testament prophet declared, "I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength." Joy is a mark of the Christian religion. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Well, no wonder the psalmist declared, "We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners." The great mark of the Christian is rejoicing in hope. It is imperative, therefore, that Christians should experience, express, and cultivate their joy in the Lord. Let me give you some suggestions as how this goal may be realized. First, prize the joy of salvation which you receive from God. Never count it as a light thing that God has chosen you, saved you, and made you acceptable in Christ. Instead, let that great truth be a cause of rejoicing for you. Unless there is a sense of the preciousness of spiritual joy, there will never be the maintenance of that joy. If you do not count the joy of salvation as a treasure, you will not be careful to preserve it. Remember how it was before you came to know Jesus as your personal Savior. Did you experience periods of depression and fear? Did you shun any thought of death or judgment? Did you feel rejected, unclean, alone, and unworthy? If so, remember what a difference it made when you met Jesus. Remember the cleansing, the loving mercy with which He accepted you, the lifting of His salvation. Remember the joy and peace which flooded your spirit as He made you God's own dear child. Remember how you wanted to share the good thing you had found with someone you loved. Ah, yes, it is a thing of great value to have the joy of the Lord within. Therefore, prize the joy of salvation as a gift worthy of the most diligent cultivation. How careful you are to guard your valuables. Money is deposited in a bank. Jewelry is insured and kept locked in a secure place. Possessions are kept behind closed and locked doors when you're away from home. Yes, you're careful to guard and protect that which you highly value. In like manner, you must guard the joy of salvation. There is an enemy of your soul which would rob you of your joy. He is subtle and unscrupulous. He is constantly ready to take away your spiritual joy. You must be constantly alert to protect it and to preserve it. What destroys the joy of salvation? Sin. That's it in one word. Sin will rob you of the joy of salvation. You must guard your joy, therefore, by keeping your life pure and holy. You must set a guard upon your lips that you do not sin with your mouth. You must keep constant watch on your thoughts lest you sin against God. You must guard your action that you do not sin by wrongdoing. The prophet Jeremiah said, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps." How then can we keep pure? God answers in the words of Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." We must depend upon God to keep us pure, remembering that he will preserve us from evil as we are available to him for the work of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual joy can increase. A loving husband and wife who have shared life together for many years love each other much more now than when they were first married. For there is something about true love that has in it a tremendous capacity to expand as it matures. In like manner, spiritual joy has great capacity to grow. It is like a garden, however. It grows only as it is cultivated. Now, here are some suggestions as to how you can make your joy increase more and more. First, consciously rejoice in the Lord. Let every thought of Him be an occasion for thanksgiving and praise. Sing to yourself those great hymns of the faith which express thanks and praise for Himself and for His works of grace. And if your heart is not filled with praise, cause yourself to speak the words of praise anyway, and soon you will feel your spirit rise with joy within you. Second, to cultivate your joy, include praise in your prayers to God. The Bible refers to our prayer life and directs it in words like these: "In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Now, as you count your blessings, recounting the numberless occasions of His goodness toward you, you will be filled with joy. Third, refuse pessimism and gloom any place of residence within you. Cast them out as you would reject any other sin. Some believers lose the joy of salvation because they lose the spirit of enthusiasm and optimism which first marked their relationship with Jesus Christ. If you have a problem in this area, memorize and encourage your heart in the words of Psalm 43, verse 5. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God." Engage your energy in service to others in the name of God if you would cultivate your joy. It is a true saying that the happy Christian is a busy for Christ Christian. Failure to serve will turn attention inward upon yourself. You will become desperately unhappy. But with attention turned to serving people in the name of Jesus, you will know the fullness of God's holy joy. So cultivate the sense of the presence of God in order to cultivate your spiritual joy. Many saints have testified before God, "In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." It is so. There is no gloom, nor defeat, nor pessimism in God's presence. Bring your sorrow to Him, and you will find it relieved to be replaced by true spiritual joy. The joy of salvation is no silly giddiness which is in the flesh. It is a deep and abiding assurance of well-being. It is the result of a personal relationship with Him who has already overcome the world and has assured our victory through Him. The joy of salvation is available to you. You can enter in today. There's no need for you to live a life that is filled with meaningless activity. To know God personally as He has revealed Himself in Jesus Christ is to have meaning to life and abiding joy of spirit. Enter in today. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him." So welcome Him in right now. And in the invitation of the Lord Jesus, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.